This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the Episcopal Diocese of Washington has spoken out against U.S. President Donald Trump's use of the historic St. John's Church as a backdrop for a political statement Monday night after military police used tear gas and rubber bullets to clear the area of protesters. Bishop Marianne Budd said the president, this is her quote, just used a Bible and a church of my diocese as a backdrop for a message antithetical to the teachings of Jesus and everything that our church stands for. To do so, he sanctioned the use of tear gas by police officers in riot gear to clear the church yard. Everything he has said and done is to inflame violence, she said. And once again, those were the words of Bishop Marianne Budd of the Episcopal Diocese of Washington, D.C. In Washington Monday, police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at peaceful protesters to clear the park across the street from the White House, which is on the other side across the street from St. John's Church, shortly before an evening curfew took effect. A short time later, the president took a short walk through the park to stand in front of the church brandishing a Bible. He declared the United States the greatest country in the world and said, we're going to keep it safe. Counter to the bishop's criticism, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida voiced a different view of the police action in the park. He said professional agitators were posing as peaceful protesters and that the media fell for their calculated tactics. Those are the words of Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. Here's a tweet from him. He said they knew the street needed to be cleared before the 7 p.m. curfew, but they deliberately stayed to trigger police action and get the story they wanted, that police attacked peaceful protesters. Those are the words of Senator Marco Rubio. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Police in major U.S. cities are bracing for an eighth night of protest Tuesday, even as the president has vowed to end what he calls the riots and lawlessness across the country. Big city mayors have imposed curfews to keep people off the streets after dark. National Guard troops have been deployed to quell any violence. The often peaceful daytime demonstrations, spawned by the death last week of a black man while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, degenerated as night descended on Monday into angry street confrontations between protesters and police in several cities. The man in question was named George Floyd. He was a 43-year-old black man who expired last week after a white officer, Derek Chauvin, kneeled on his neck for more than 8 minutes while Floyd was pinned to the ground in handcuffs, pleading that he could not breathe. The incident captured on video has sparked demonstrations in dozens of American cities across the entire nation. President Trump has threatened to deploy U.S. military troops to cities to stop any further violence in the protests. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said the violent protests across the United States are an example of foreign governments applying a double standard when it comes to China's approach to quelling a year of anti-Beijing protests. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced last week that the United States no longer considers Hong Kong autonomous from China's autocratic rule after the mainland's rubber stamp parliament approved a bill that would prevent and punish, in its words, acts of secession, subversion, or terrorism activities that threaten national security and allow Chinese national security organs to set up agencies in Hong Kong. With 1,300 American businesses operating in the financial hub, Lam warned the United States will be, in her words, hurting their own interests if the Trump administration suspends Hong Kong's preferential status that has made the city a top U.S. trading partner. Lam's expected on Wednesday to lead a delegation of senior Hong Kong officials to Beijing to present her views on the planned national security laws to Chinese government officials. The Taliban rejected on Tuesday an annual United Nations report that questioned the Islamist insurgency's intent to live up to the terms of a landmark agreement with the United States to help find a political resolution to the nearly 19-year war in Afghanistan. A harshly worded Taliban statement berated the UN findings as baseless, intelligence-based, and bigoted remarks against the group. In a statement, the Taliban asserted the report is constructed with the aim of harming and derailing the agreement to keep the fire of war raging in our homeland. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News. We'll be right back.